Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 8, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. In a blog post Friday, Microsoft said that Russian state-sponsored hacking group Midnight Blizzard gained access to some of its source code repositories and internal systems, and what the company describes as an ongoing attack first detected in January. It is not clear what source code was accessed, but Microsoft warns Midnight Blizzard is now attempting to use secrets of different types that it's found to try to further breach the company and potentially its customers. Our active investigations of Midnight Blizzard activities are ongoing, and our findings of our investigations will continue to evolve, says Microsoft. We remain committed to sharing what we learn. In an Apple-esque One More Thing announcement at an event supposedly all about the Rivian R2 SUV, Rivian surprise announced the R3, an all-electric hatchback that has a lot of design similarities to the Honda E and is reminiscent of the boxier Volkswagen Golf. Rivian did not immediately share any details about when the R3 will be available or how much it will cost. It is likely still years away from production, as CEO RJ Scaringe implied that it will be built at the company's new factory in Georgia, which has not been built yet. We do know that the R3 will be built on the R2's platform, have a slightly shorter wheelbase than the R2, and will be more affordable than the $45,000 R2. VisionOS 1.1 for the Apple Vision Pro is now available to all users and features several changes, including enterprise support for email, contacts, and calendar. This means headsets with mobile device management accounts can access work email just like an iPhone or Mac. Apple has also improved Persona, the beta feature that creates digital versions of yourself for use during video calls. Former President Donald J. Trump came out in support of TikTok in the face of congressional legislation pushing for Chinese divestment from the app in a Thursday night post that also attacked Facebook. Trump said, "I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better," a claim made without evidence. "They are a true enemy of the people," Trump said. "If you get rid of TikTok, Facebook, and Zuckerschmuck," referring to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, "will double their business." We should note that while president, Trump also threatened to ban TikTok. Spotify, in response to a new tax directed at music streaming services operating in France, has revealed plans to increase subscription fees in the country. Spotify hasn't revealed how much it's increasing the prices by. It merely said that moving forward, French users will be paying the highest subscription fees in the entire European Union. Adobe Express, available in beta on iOS and Android devices, brings the same creative editing and Firefly-powered generative AI features enjoyed by desktop users to mobile devices. Adobe Express allows users to easily produce creative assets like social media posts, posters, and website banners, with Creative Cloud members able to access and edit Photoshop and Illustrator files directly within the mobile app. The Adobe Express beta is a free download with premium features, but will eventually require a $9.99 monthly subscription once out of beta. Next announced a new long-form post format called Articles, which lets Premium Plus subscribers and verified organizations publish posts with text formatting, other X posts, and embedded videos and images. According to Engadget, the character limit for Articles appears to be around 100,000 characters or about 15,000 words. Twitter showed off an early version of Articles then called Notes in 2022, but was put on hold after Elon Musk acquired Twitter. Musk confirmed last summer that the publishing tools were still in the works. According to prompting by Bloomberg, OpenAI's ChatGPT threw out thousands of tests, repeatedly found names distinct to Black Americans least likely to be ranked as top candidates when everything else in resumes was identical. When asked to rank the resumes 1,000 times, GPT 3.5 favored names from some demographics more often than others, to an extent that would fail benchmarks used to assess job discrimination against protected groups. We found at least one adversely impacted demographic group for every job listing we tested, except for retail workers ranked by GPT-4. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and all the links to the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.